producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, when I say first-time caller, I just mean we don't need people that got the number on speed dial calling in every time, because I want to give other folks a chance. Let's just say this. If you haven't called in a while or you're a first-time caller, we'd like to talk to you. We'd like to get your take on when is it time for revolution. If I know a vaccine's got really bad, quote, side effects like Gardasil and they're trying to forcibly come shoot my kids up driving a white van, I'm going to try to, like, avoid them, try to legally battle them. But if it comes down to being cornered and I know it sterilizes my kids, I'm going to have to defend myself. And so I'm here illustrating what the threat is so that we collectively can just say no and have solidarity and strengthen numbers. That's what I'm getting at. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Now let's go to Anthony. Where are you calling from today, Anthony?
I'm calling from New York.
All right, welcome. Good to have you on air.
How are you? I just basically want to call you on something. You made a comment. I made a phone call a couple of weeks ago regarding that you were supposedly a CIA agent. I never actually said that, actually. I didn't mean that. I mean, everything that I owe as far as information-wise, I owe it to you, believe it or not. Well, no disrespect at all to you. Believe when I tell you that. Believe me.
I know. I just try to not make the show about me and folks say I'm Bill Hicks or I'm the CIA. I'm in the Republic. I'm into freedom. I'm into human empowerment. And so the system just constantly throws out all these ad hominem attacks. It wouldn't matter what group I was with. It matters what I stand for, what I've promoted consistently is to promote freedom, promote wealth, promote justice, promote sovereignty, promote family. And promote going after the tyrants that have hijacked this country. And so I'm not running things. Why is the subject always back to me and not George Soros and the globalist? Anyways, listen, I appreciate your call. You know, I threw the phone number out, and I wanted to talk about when is it right to have a revolution? What's your line in the sand? No comment on that either. All right. We don't screen our calls, folks. We just get all kinds of stuff. Makes it interesting, but my God. Dennis in Colorado, when is it right to revolt? What is your line in the sand?
Well, my line in the sand is, you go back to the Bible, Ephesians 5:11, and you should not walk with evil, but you should expose evil, and that is a revolution. If these people are not exposing evil, that is wrong.
Exactly. You call it out. You don't comply. You get in his face. It's not going to survive the will of the people. Exactly. The real power is the power of the pen in your mouth and juries and grand juries. All these guys cop out and say, when I see blue helmets, and I'm not knocking you if you say that. I get it. But I see a blue helmet, I'm going to kill them. You're not going to see blue helmets. They're not going to wear blue helmets. Go ahead.
And, the other thing is, remember when Harry Dent was on last Tuesday, not Tuesday before?
Yeah.
And they were talking about Germany that was falling into collapse?
Yes.
Remember that? And NBC News, you can look it up, the same day Harry Dent was on, NBC News came out and said, Germany is the best economic recovery in the world. See how the lies, see how they lie?
Well, they have to prop up the EU, and Germany is the best of Europe. It's holding up Europe, and the Germans work incredibly hard. They are the most productive in Europe, but they're not having kids. And so, yeah, there's a lot of propaganda. Absolutely. Good to hear from you. William, Richard, and others, we're coming to you on the other side of this break. Wide open phones on this Sunday. Nobody follows the rules anyway, so anybody can call in who wants to, whatever. 877-789-ALEX. All I ask humbly, is that you address. What is your line in the sand? When is it right to revolt? Am I wrong? wrong. We had a lot of Ferguson callers last Wednesday. When I say it's wrong to shoot up fire department trucks, I don't think that's how you launch your revolution. I mean, I'm sorry. Call me a traitor if you want. On the eve of Thanksgiving.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shields, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
KMLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I am sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. You're in the middle of that right now. We're going to your phone calls. If you just joined us, CNN came out in a couple different pieces we have linked on InfoWars.com and said that the protesters were peaceful in Ferguson. We have another Time magazine headline when they basically say, you know, when is it time to riot? And they say, well, now basically is the time. There's the headline. Ferguson in defense of rioting is the headline. That was back on November 25th last week. When the establishment media, MSNBC, CNN, you name it, George Soros connected groups, Democratic Party groups, have hundreds of demonstrations around the country, with communist groups and the rest of it calling for violent overthrow and attack the police, you know it's bad. To tarnish protest and the First Amendment, to associate it with communism, to associate it with shooting up fire trucks and shooting cops who've done nothing, is the way to divide this country and bring it down. And that's what's going on. Media nationwide is pushing race war. That's all they've got. Aren't for Obamacare, you're racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. Michael Moore, if you own guns and you're white, it's because you're scared of black people. That's a quote from CNN. This is all they've got while these big foreign banks that run the country loot the treasury with bailout money, Obamacare scamming everybody, Obama opening the borders up to give free welfare to tens of millions of people, all these unconstitutional scams happening. And all they've got is trying to get us to fight with each other. So I ask you, is Ferguson a legitimate, quote, revolution? Burn down your own neighborhood. I'm not signing on to that revolution. Is this reported man in Austin, Friday morning at 2:20 in the morning, 49-year-old Larry Stephen McWilliams, shot up the police department and the Mexican consulate and a bank at a federal building? And the media, I don't believe, but it could be true, you know, says he was basically mad about open borders. I don't think that's legitimate. I think that makes the law-abiding citizens that are against totally open borders and Obama acting as a dictator look illegitimate. He's a white guy, by the way. I'm not siding against him because he's white. Just like I'm not siding against the people shooting at the police. My reporters were there when bullets were bouncing off and cops were getting shot. They had body armor on, so they only got shot in the arms. But they're like, good, kill them. Well, kill some random person who doesn't even want to be out there at night because somebody got shot who charged a cop. And I'm not saying the police are perfect. They've been federalized. They've been militarized. And rioting only lets the feds come in and take control. And the Justice Department, the Democratic Party, have been caught in this case in Ferguson and going back to the whole Trayvon Martin thing. And Zimmerman was clearly a kook. Been in a bunch of trouble after that. But the neighbors who were black said he was banging his head in the ground. So he had a right to defend himself. There was reasonable doubt, so they couldn't indict him. Well, they couldn't convict him. He was indicted a jury. In this case, there was reasonable doubt with the cop, so they didn't indict him. And it was a black cop shooting a white guy, and there was reasonable doubt. I don't think in racial terms. I think in terms of justice. But they don't want you thinking in terms of justice. They want you thinking in terms of race purely because they can manipulate that. That's my view. I want your take. Pam, Ryan, James, Mark, John, Richard, William. We're going to go to everybody today. What is your line in the sand? Because there are times to legitimately have a revolution. When they're coming to take your guns. When they're seizing your bank accounts randomly across the board. We know what tyranny looks like. The government now says, oh, there's never a time to say no. There's never. No, obviously there is. But have we exhausted all the peaceful forms before we get there? A. B. Hitching my wagon to people shooting at firefighters or shooting up the police department with janitors in it at night or a federal building, never. That is the opposite of the revolution I want to be involved in. I want to be involved in a revolution of ideas and free market where my ideas are so good and what I'm promoting is so prosperous that the system wants to join with me. Because it's a very tiny group at the top manipulating the entire system. The average person in the system wants justice, wants freedom, wants wealth. They're not our enemy. You know, 10 years ago, I was much more anti-police and military because I saw them being prepared for war, being trained against us. And so automatically said, you're the enemy. Instead of going, hey, you're being trained to fight the American people. Well, that's pointless. Let's not fight with each other. Let's come together against the globalists. And the military and police responded saying, absolutely, we know you're right. See, that's why the globalists want to have a big fight between us, is because it's one of our biggest hopes is to do this peacefully. We can do it, folks. It can happen. The globalists' only hope is a civil war. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on liberty movement people. Why do they want violence? Why did they stage Oklahoma City? To blame the proto-Tea Party. They're going to do it again. I know their attack profile. I've got it figured out. It's not hard. Let's not be chumps. Let's take a few calls now. Just open phones after that. Pam in Wisconsin, thanks for holding her on the air.
Love you to pieces. I'm calling to talk to you about the, I believe the line in the sand for me, I am a first-time caller, is the microchipping, forced vaccination, or gun confiscation, any one of those three things.
Me too. I'm not looking for trouble, but you push me. I'm not going to a FEMA camp. Keep your hands off me. Exactly. They start doing open authoritarian stuff, it's over.
Well, and I also want to know, isn't there or couldn't there be some type of lawsuit that would go on for that homeless guy that was shot in the back? I watched
Oh, yeah, they're
video.
Killing white homeless people. I just say that because nobody seems to care in, like, L.A. and in Albuquerque. And the cop driving up the videos, we've aired it. Have you heard the cop saying, I'm going to kill this guy when he's driving up? On the squad car cam?
Yeah, that one in where he was camping, the camper?
Yeah, no, the camp. But driving up, they're bragging how they're going to kill him because they're sick of campers.
Exactly.
And then they shoot the unarmed guy and make fun of him, let the dog eat him. All those guys are mental patients and need to be put in jail immediately.
And then how his leg moved and they just shot a barrage of bullets into him. I was just sickened when I saw that video, and I'm wondering why. Isn't there some wealthy person out there or a group of people that can sue the city in that case?
Well, I mean, you can tell when a department's bad. And The Albuquerque Police Department is probably the worst police department in the country. I'm a news person. I don't have any beef against them. I read the news every day. Albuquerque is in the sights every day. And by the way, they're federalized. Like, take Austin. I would call it a model department just from statistics, numbers, and what I've experienced. Albuquerque is the opposite. You know, the APD in Albuquerque is the opposite of the APD in Austin, Texas. I mean, they are dangerous thugs on average. And their own squad. You haven't seen the squad car video where he's pulling up? He was fired off the state police for bizarre behavior, and he says, "I'm going to kill this guy," and brags to the other cops, and they say on the tape, on the radio, the squad car, they go, "Why are you going to do that?" And then he goes up and kills the homeless guy. I mean, again, exactly. We have a problem with craziness in this country. Whether it's in the police department or some guy shooting up the police department, mental illness is the issue. I appreciate your call. Great points. And your line of the sand is my line of the sand. All right, I'm going to just take 7-8 calls next segment. I'm going to Patrick. And then I'm going to Mark. And I'm going to Josh and James and Ryan and William and Richard and John and David and everybody else. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com. There's no other talk radio like it. For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the survival silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board, while supplies last. And to help everyone stock up before the next shortage, when you buy 4 bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the 5th one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. at guns80.com. The big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Sale is on right now at guns80.com. That's guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to Brian in just a moment and others. Our forebears with the colonies met. They organized. They had a plan. They listed the criminal actions that had been committed, and they said, join us. If you want to resist this foreign invasion of an illegitimate king who's violating Englishmen's rights, and people join them, and they won. And then you could decide which side you were going to join. Only the minority joined the Republic, but it had the right, so it won. That's the type of rebellion I would join. But you want to randomly shoot some fire department people or burn down your own church or shoot the police station up? No, I'm not going to join that. British government makes it where the U.S. couldn't bring in or the colonies couldn't bring in their own tea, but select groups could, and you want to sabotage a ship with tea on it? Made a big point. It's the Boston Tea Party. Smart. Designed to resonate with the people as justice in the face of injustice. It's like a black woman sitting at the front of the bus. She was told to go to the back, Rosa Parks. Those are the types of civil disobedience that I'll sign on to. Not shooting firefighters. Not shooting random cops. No. Never. And notice the enemy, the George Soros-connected groups, Time Magazine, CNN, are endorsing Ferguson. Well, you're going to find me on the opposite end of CNN every time. Just get ready for that. Meanwhile, I told Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief, he's probably been on the show 6-7 times in here, that his federally funded blood draw, even though I say it's a good department, it does a lot of bad federal stuff, I said it would get overturned at the Texas and the federal Supreme Court. It's been overturned at the Supreme Court once, partially another time that he claims is a victory. Now at the Texas Supreme Court last week, KXAN, a law that allows Texas police officers to draw the blood of suspected drunk drivers without a warrant, has been ruled unconstitutional by the Court of Criminal Appeals. The law allowed officers to draw blood or breath tests from DWI suspects against their consent and for that to be used in evidence against them. And they go on to say that we hold that a nonsensical search of DWI suspect's blood conducted pursuant to the mandatory blood draw and implied consent provisions in the Transportation Code when undertaken in the absence of a warrant or any applicable exception to the warrant requirement violates the Fourth Amendment, said the ruling. No kidding. So again, we spank the political people when they do something wrong. We have a debate with them and we win. And they'll probably keep violating, and we sue again. But we don't go shoot up the police department and lose the moral high ground. Besides, these departments are all handicapped by regulations and federal control. They're just under federal command. The issue is they're under federal control. It's self-controlled by the UN, under UNESCO. Look it up. What I'm saying is don't blame the janitor for what the CEO is doing. Stop focusing on the police. Focus on the robber barons, the Davos, the Bilderberg groups up there getting, you know, $14 trillion bailouts of our tax money and stuff of derivatives. It's not even our debt. That's the crime. Not like morons just running out and blowing something up. That's what the system wants us to do. They're going to do that and blame it on us. We sure don't need to do it for them. Fly an airplane into the IRS like Joe Stack did. They need that because they're committing so many crimes, no due process, tyranny at the IRS, that when they get attacked, it makes them feel okay about what they're doing. Gandhi didn't physically attack anybody. He let them deal out the abuse but exposed them, and the British Empire fell. There's a time to defend yourself, but it's only when you're cornered and don't have any other choice. Then you have the high ground. You don't go out and lose the high ground, and the globalists want us to give up the high ground. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Brian in Iowa, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the air. Okay, he's not there. Let's go ahead and move on to Patrick in Illinois. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead. I must have a phone system problem. Okay, we didn't have that turned on. Sorry, we'll go back to Brian in a minute. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Alex, have you heard about the individual in Ferguson who accidentally burned down his own home because it was dark and he thought it was a 7-Eleven? And then he attempted to dial 911, and the fire department said they're too busy. So he claimed that they were racist is the reason they didn't want to put out the fire that for his house that he burned down. But
yeah, I did hear about that. I did see that. Yeah, that's classic.
But the line in the sand was crossed a long time ago with the NDAA and the Patriot Act. But we need to be, like you said with Gandhi, we need to remain peaceful, and we need to keep exposing it further till. Because I don't think you're an average person on the street. You're a student of history. You know, the French Revolution and the Red Brigades under Chairman Mao. The footage I see in Ferguson reminds me eerily of that. And they want to steer that towards their own phony revolution, not a peaceful revolution like you were saying.
Exactly. Look, they knew the Arab world was going to blow up because half the public's on subsistence level, so food prices go up, they start starving. They know hungry people blow up, so they then hijack it with an Al-Qaeda revolution that our government funded and is now fighting to destabilize the whole region. That is so criminal. Exactly. We don't want a French Revolution here. We do not want that. That's my only point, is that if George Soros is trying to stir up socialist revolutions in America, then I'm not going to join with it. I'm sorry. Anything else?
If you could maybe one of these days just go over and just show footage. I've seen so many documentaries about Chairman Mao and then the French Revolution. The footage is eerily similar with just different people in different clothes. It may be like a nightly news thing, but thank you for taking my call. We will move on.
Well, it was good to hear from you, brother. All right, we go to Richard in Rhode Island. Richard in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I wanted to mention that guy that provoked Jakari. He was filming Jakari as Jakari was filming him. And I believe he was an Asian provocateur. He's trying to provoke Jakari. And he was trying to provoke the crowd to turn on them. Joe and Jakari, and then you could blame InfoWars to trying to incite a riot.
That's right. For that, well, yeah, my crew thinks the guy's Justice Department. They followed him around. I'm not going to. It's an ongoing investigation. But there was this black guy with two masks on that came over to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson in Ferguson last week during the rioting and burning buildings and kept trying to start a fight, basically, and tried to get other people to attack him. And he acted like an expert provocateur, did he not?
Yeah, I mean, it came close. The crowd almost turned on those two guys. It came close, I thought. I thought they kept their cool. I thought they were remarkable guys. But I want to say one thing about liars. Liars usually accuse someone else of what they're guilty of. He called Jakari a sellout, right? This guy says he's complaining about oppression, but people like him oppressed his neighborhood, you know? And they lie about you all the time. I see it all the time. And you're the innocent one here.
I just want my kids to have a future. I mean, here's how I judge things. What do I want for my children who are going to grow up with your children? I want justice. I want freedom. They want to brand a peaceful revolution as shooting up firefighters. It's so simple. I can't believe Time Magazine endorses burning stuff down. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they're provocateurs too.
No, I agree. And if they indict Brown's stepfather, they should indict the writer of this article. In Time Magazine. I mean, I think he's covered by the First Amendment to endorse overall burning and rioting because he's not calling for it in a certain spot in time. But still, I have a right to say I think it's dirty and nasty and stinks to high heaven, and I'm boycotting Time Magazine. Stay with us. More
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We're live.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This happens three or four times a year. I recognize it when it happens. You notice there wasn't audio for the first few callers. We have a computerized phone system, which is great. We can take 100 calls. Sounds great, but it has heart attacks occasionally and crashes. We had like 20 callers on hold. It hung up on all of you. I apologize. Try to get back in right now. We'll get your name and info back up, where you're calling from. We didn't do it. The system had a heart attack. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. What is your line in the sand? It's simple. If we're going to have a revolution, how do we do it? Who's the enemy? Democrats, Republicans, no, it's special interests that aren't free market that are using government to take over markets and society. It's the UN, it's Agenda 21, it's anti-free market forces. I've made films, we've named them, we've had experts on, we've documented who's behind it. They're the enemy. And that very enemy is pushing all this multiculturalism and infighting and rioting and all the rest of it because they want to wreck the society to have the feds come in as the saviors. We're getting some of your calls back up on the screen there. I'll go to you in a moment. I didn't want to just run a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special. I wanted to run the mother of all specials across the board. High-quality colloidal silver with its great antibiotic history. Highest quality silver bullet, the InfoWarsLife.com brand. Normally, you know, $25. The same brand's like $30 in major stores under another name. We've got it for $19.95 plus free shipping. Buy a fifth, four bottles, get a fifth bottle free. But you can just get a special on one bottle. We've got that going while supplies last. They'll probably be sold out within 2 days. InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality is the most popular sale we're doing. 30% off all Super Male Vitality. That's a whole bunch of herbs and extracts known to boost male vitality. It's the best out there. It blows people away. You've heard the rave reviews. We've got that. And when it comes to other non-supplement specials, we have 50% off all new ProPure Prepper Series, gravity-fed stainless steel, highest quality water filters that purify your water at home or on the road. We have those 50% off. Basically, there's no profit in it. We're just doing this as an insane loss leader. It's super aggressive capitalism. 50. Normally, it's 10% off promo code WATER. 50% off the already lowest price. So there you go. That's going right now. We've got DNA Force. Buy two bottles of Survival Shield and get a free bottle of that. That's up there on the site. And tomorrow, starting at midnight, this isn't going yet, we have free shipping on select items. On Cyber Monday, free shipping on everything, and all the other specials continue. 20% off. Buy four, get one free, continues, and free shipping on everything tomorrow at InfoWarsLife.com. A bunch of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, the Molon Labe clothing. I mean, I'm wearing the camouflage one I designed, but it's sold out. We've got the regular black ones up there. InfoWarsLife.com. Give the gift of liberty this Christmas season. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And be sure and spread the word about local AM and FM affiliates. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. We've got some new limited edition Molon Labe belt buckles in, both in English and in Latin. Those will sell out, limited edition, designed by you-know-who, InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. And that's how we fund ourselves the old-fashioned way, not with taxpayer money like NPR, but with you buying high-quality products. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Got some calls back on the line. Brian in Iowa, sorry the phone system was down. Let's see if this time works. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, my brother in liberty. I love everything you do for us, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
I just ran for Congress up here in Iowa, and I got 1.55% of the vote. I spent less than $200 to get on the ballot and to run.
Wow.
And I'm going to run in the Republican primary, and the establishment is afraid of us standing up against them. So if you don't hear the candidates saying the things that you believe in, you have the right to run as a candidate yourself.
And that's right, Brian. Even if you don't win, you're in the debates, you're on TV, you're freaking them out, you're injecting intel, and in a statewide or big citywide race, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, of free publicity for freedom. It's so exciting, and it's got them scared, so it shows they're weak.
Yeah. They excluded me from the two congressional debates because I did not accept a single penny to run for office. I didn't accept any campaign contributions, but I'm going to run again, and I'm reminded of Justice Brandeis's quote that he said that liberty is the secret to happiness and courage is the secret to liberty. So we all need to be courageous, and we need to help each other out.
I hear that, brother. What is your line in the sand?
My line in the sand is if they start rounding people up and putting them in camps, My grandfather was a prisoner of war of the Japanese for 3.5 years. And he taught me that if they ever start rounding people up, you have every right to defend your liberty and defend your family.
And here's the deal. The Democratic Party and the stuff that's come out in federal court, they really plan a collapse of society, a political roundup. And I'm not looking for trouble. And I want to say something. If everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I'm not going to be looking for cops. Okay? I'm going to be looking for the people that did this. And that's all I'm saying. The globalists want us to kill cops. They do not want us in a civil war to go after them. And I want all the globalist traitors to know, we know who you are, and we're not just going to have some stupid civil war. And we're going to take back the states, and we're going to statewide indict you. And even if it doesn't get you convicted, it's going to expose you in the court of public opinion. And more, you're seeing these war criminals like Henry Kissinger can't travel to Europe, can't travel to Asia, because they've got indictments out on him. These people are not invincible. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Brian. Josh in Washington, moving quick. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, double-year listener.
Good to have you. Go ahead.
I just want to go over a few points. My line in the sand is when all political avenues are extinguished, which they are not. We still have the initiative system. We have...
We're having huge victories. Look at the poll numbers. Congress has a 7% approval rating. We've won the info war. All we got to do is walk in there and take over Congress, walk in and take over the states. It's game over.
Yeah, 50% of the voting pool has deserted the Democratic and Republican Party. You know, we have a big protest going on up here in Washington on December 13th. So that's 2 weeks from today. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to be having 3,000 people in civil disobedience against I-594. That's the expanded background check.
Absolutely. That George Soros and Gates and Bloomberg funded.
Yes, and they're trying to go after Nevada, Maine, Arizona. They're coming after everybody. We need to stand for right now. If you're in Nevada.
A bunch of billionaires with up to 15 armed bodyguards want you and your family disarmed. What scum?
We ain't having that. You know, so we're going to be up there doing that. You can see that on Facebook at I-594, I Will Not Comply. You know, it's going to be a huge deal, and I want to hear and see the listeners of this show there, you know.
I hear you.
You guys are the guys.
Well, listen, I'm not saying I'm for violence, and I'm not calling for this. I want to be clear, but if you're black and you're mad, don't burn down your own church or try to attack a Papa John's or shoot cops. But, I mean, you know, people like Bill Gates and all these folks doing this stuff who are tax-exempt and get our tax money, you know, I'd say, hey, I don't agree with that, but I wouldn't call you a terrorist if you did something, you know, nonviolent, you know, whatever, to Bloomberg, who's got 15 armed guards. I mean, he has 15, I've got videos of it all over, 15 armed guards that rough people up as a private citizen, but he wants you and your house disarmed. What a piece of trash. I mean, that's the enemy right there. People like Bloomberg, people like Warren Buffett, who calls for higher taxes on the middle class, and that bastard is tax exempt. I'm sorry. And I mean, you look at who funds gun control, open borders, breaking up families. It's Bloomberg, it's Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, and George Soros, who's a Nazi collaborator. I mean, why is that guy walking around outside of prison? He went on 60 Minutes and said he's not ashamed of rounding up thousands of people for the Nazis. I mean, what is going on here? On the eve of Thanksgiving this year, I was thinking, what am I really thankful for? And I got to tell you, it's my family. It's all the blessings of liberty that our forebears secured. And it's you, the listeners of the broadcast, who've made everything we do possible. This Black Friday, I decided to bring you the biggest special we've ever offered on any of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm talking about Silver Bullet Loyal Silver that we've been sold out of for months. This time, I doubled down and got even more. As of me taping this, on the eve of Thanksgiving, we have already sold half of them. So instead of keeping the price at its regular discounted price, we are going to give you 20% off and free shipping on single bottles. But if you get four bottles, we're going to give you the fifth one free and the free shipping. I don't know how long this special will run, but if supplies last, we will extend it out until Cyber Monday. You'll find powerful nutraceuticals like Silver Bullet and others at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, this is Alex Jones wishing you all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving and thanking you all for your support of freedom.
Do you- you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment. I see Mark, Trish, Mike, James, Ryan, Francis, and Lisa. I want to get to at least those seven calls. Sorry to the others. So make your point. I'm going to shut up, move to the next person. What is your line in the sand? We're discussing that. The establishment worldwide is playing with fire. There's no way they're going to get away with this global destabilization. I just want stability. I want freedom. I think other people want that. Clearly, under Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven, the establishment decided to try to take over with economic warfare. You won't get away with it if we've identified you. And we have. Let's go ahead. So back off now. Give up now. Mark in San Jose, California. You're on the air.
Okay, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. And John's comments are taking advantage of the excited feelings of the people over the manifestation of Jehovah as the true God. Elijah called on them to seize the priestly impostors. So seize the prophets of Baal, Alex.
Well, that's now, true. The government's taken over the churches, and true men and women of God that love freedom are not speaking up, and that's why we're in such tyranny. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh for many, many years, and I didn't even know about you till you ran a commercial on his program, the Obama deception, which I quickly bought. And then it's like 90% you. And I know a guy actually that listens to KOMY 1340 from 9 to noon, and he literally goes door to door, no lie, Alex, and says, hey, can you please turn your radio to KOMY 1340? You won't believe what you're going to hear. Turn your radio to KLM 1340, ma'am, right now. I don't have time.
And no, I know. I know. We're like, sure, we're beating Rush in the ratings there, even though the same guy owns both stations. So it's great. We don't mind that. Look, but I mean, I'm not here in the same time slot as Rush to defeat him. I didn't want that job. The folks that hired me like 17 years ago to syndicate my show said, no, you're going in the slot. I had a nighttime show, and they ordered me to go up against Rush Limbaugh. So I'm not trying to defeat him, but in cities from Orlando to Rochester, New York, to you name it, to San Jose, we've beat Limbaugh on smaller stations in the same time slot. But I'm on a lot of the same stations as him. So, you know, at the end of the day, Rush has a few issues, but he's not George Soros. So he's an ally overall. And so I like seeing Rush wake up to the New World Order. That's what's really exciting. I appreciate your call, Mark. But good points. Lisa, in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to point out, I kind of like what the last guy just said, but I wanted to point out...
Well, I mean, Matt Drudge has tweeted that he listens to me instead of Rush Limbaugh, so, I mean, I get it. The thing is, my brass ring is not to unseat Rush Limbaugh. That'll probably happen when he retires, but that my goal is not to be successful. My goal is to defeat the tyrants. Go ahead.
I meant the other part.
The other part. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I noticed that on Thanksgiving and even before Thanksgiving, the globalists and the powers that be were talking up all the Black Friday sales and stores were opening on Thanksgiving. I feel like a lot of this is deliberate to undermine, you know, the time that people used to spend with their family and think about what the holidays meant. And I'm sure they'll have Christmas night sales now, too.
You have hit the nail on the just absolute target. I meant to make that point. It is 100% like Santa Claus unseats Christ, like Halloween unseats, you know, other Christian holidays, or vice versa. It is 100% meant to make the new religion consumerism on a day that's about not having stores open and spending time with your family. You are absolutely correct.
So one way to revolt against that is not to spend the money and not to go shopping. It's crazy.
Other points. I mean, what about the riots fighting over so-called deals and the incredible video?
That's insane. Oh, and the deals aren't even deals. It's ridiculous. The stuff does cost more on that day. And anyone who pays attention and reads the paper will see that.
Well, that's what's frustrating to me is I've looked at Black Friday sales. I have a stack of news on it. Here's one out of Business Insider. Is Black Friday a scam? It goes through it. Black Friday scams, why deals are misleading, cheat sheet. Syracuse.com, Black Friday tips to avoid Cyber Monday scams. I mean, it's just one of the worst days to shop on average. Do some people have great deals? Yeah, we do. But I can't imagine telling someone you've got a sale and it's really not a sale. That just discredits the whole industry anyways. Why? Because the people are ignorant. They get away with this.
That's right. And not shopping is a way to protest.
I agree.
I also found that it was very interesting that none of the major networks carried Obama's speech to legalize the illegals. And what are they thinking? And then Ferguson is a big distraction from that.
I agree. I totally agree. What a great caller. Thank you for the call. They didn't have that on television because they want to do it by stealth. And then Ferguson being announced at night, worst time, total political distraction, and they admit the Justice Department ran all those decisions. James in Austin, Texas, listening on 590 AM, KLBJ. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate everything you do, man.
Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, a couple of things. I think the time for the line in the sand has already gone by. But the reason I say this is because they killed Gary Webb. They killed Michael Hastings. They're getting a lot bolder about everything. But I think if we wait until we have another false flag like 9-1-1, that it's going to be too late.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then, without giving out targets. I mean, I get legitimately we've reached a point where you could argue that people can resist. You certainly don't target random cops or firefighters, right?
No, not at all. And I think Ferguson is just them stirring the pot because that is their overall goal, to have a civil war.
So if it's their goal to have a civil war, we don't play. I mean, I get we've been abused. You know, wadded on and rubbed in. But if they want us to get violent, let's not get violent. Let's get politically active.
Right, right. But I think if we wait until they do come to take the guns and everything, I think if we wait until they're ready, it's going to be too late by then.
Yeah, but who calls that shot?
And how do you get them organized?
But, look, the whole federal preparation, and then the feds have been seized by the globalists on record, is to stop state rights movements and governors and legislatures. They've got the John Warner Defense Authorization Act under Bush to martial law states that don't follow federal orders. So they've already got that set up. We delegitimize what the feds are doing so they don't politically have the will to do it, and we have the states reconvene the republic. I mean, 3 years ago I had the article about Declaration of Independence Part 2. It went viral. Constitutional scholars came on and said it was a great plan. Follow the Constitution. It doesn't say in the Declaration of Independence we've got to have a revolution to make something new. It says whatever form we choose. I like the old America. That's really the new America. You know, the new idea of Renaissance. I want that. I don't want a bunch of offshore banks to sit back and start a civil war and laugh at us while George Soros, you know, lives in Europe. Thank you, James. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Mike. Come on down. You're on the air.
You know, Line in the Sand, I think it's been crossed a long time ago, probably with Abraham Lincoln. It is such a slow step, a slow crossing of this line that people are blind to it. And the problem I'm having is, you know, a lot of my friends, they say you can't fight the system. The big attitude of you can't fight the system. How do you get past that?
Well, I found when I apply myself to truth and justice and the facts, I win every time peacefully. But people just aren't confident. They're not focused. They don't have the will to realize they're leaders, and I'm looking for more leaders. I mean, all I see in the military is people that are awake. Most of the cops I talk to are totally awake. Most of the citizens know something's wrong. So I don't know why we can't turn things around. We just got to start organizing. We've got to be serious. You know, it comes down to that. I know we don't want a civil war. I appreciate your call, Mike. Let's talk to Francis in New York. You're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I'm very good. A couple of calls have actually stole my thunder. Basically, the line that will cross me is basically if you take my neighbors or their families to FEMA camp, that will be the last straw.
Yeah, they start arresting people for political speech. That's going to start the real deal.
Absolutely. And not only that, I've spoken to a couple of sheriffs that I know. They're very, very good people, and they said to me that basically they will never take people's guns away from people. They will never do that. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. That's why the globalists are so upset. They can't get the police and military to do what they want. So they want us to have a civil war with them to make them the enemy to get that to happen.
Yes. And I think what they do is they use the Hegelian dialectic. They use the divide and conquer strategy like you've always said that in the past. They're very astute when it comes to that.
So we don't play. We just take back our states, take back our cities, be moral, point out the globalists are the ones making us go bankrupt, and hopefully the sheep will wake up. But God bless you. Look, we know when George Soros and CNN and MSNBC want riots and stuff, we know it's not a good idea. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Pray for peace, pray for justice, pray for prosperity. Pray we repent for all the abortions. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Great job of the crew. Infowars.com.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.